USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Game over. The Mueller report released and more people mulling it over online, reading it. President Trump reacts at the White House.
No collusion, no obstruction.
The president going on to say,
there never was, by the way, and there never will be.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Capitol Hill telling reporters,
the thought Bill Barr at age 69 as a second tour as Attorney General would do anything to tarnish his own image or reputation is completely ridiculous.
As for the move forward, McConnell saying,
I look forward to seeing what the Attorney General has to say. He's going to be before the Judiciary Committee on May the 1st. As he indicated, there are some members of Senate and House who will be shown unredacted portions of that. I will be among those eight people, and it's pretty clear to me he's trying to be as open as possible.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust. Come in now during our Stock the Shop event and save up to 25% off select tools and accessories from DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Like $40 off a Bostitch 16-gauge finished nail gun now for just $139. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/21. See store for details. U.S. only.
Taking a look now at Wall Street, the market reacting favorably to the release of the Mueller report, which shows no Russia collusion. The Dow up almost 107 points to close at 26,559. The NASDAQ up almost 2 points, and the S&P 500 up 4.5 points.
But I mean, it's kind of ridiculous to go after a man for obstruction when he was falsely accused. He was defending himself. His intent in each one of these situations, all 10 of them, is easily explained as an intent to not get framed.
One of President Trump's personal attorneys, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, weighing in on where we are now in terms of the investigation into Hillary Clinton. He tells America's Newsroom on Fox News,
people who participated in campaigns, people who were very strongly supportive of her, people that were at her party and were seen crying. So these things will affect a person, particularly a person who's an innocent person who believes he's being framed. And he was right. They were framing him.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats refusing to let it go. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports New York Congressman Democrat Jerry Nadler, chair of the House Judiciary Committee, hoping to get his hands on an unredacted copy of the Mueller report.
As he accuses, without any proof, Attorney General William Barr of misrepresenting the conclusions of the special counsel.
Attorney General Barr appears to have shown an unsettling willingness to undermine his own department in order to protect President Trump. Barr's words and actions suggest he has been disingenuous and misleading in saying the president is clear of wrongdoing.
Democratic Representative Jerry Nadler went on to say that both Special Counsel Mueller and Attorney General Barr will be called to testify before House lawmakers next month.
USA News for your health now. The latest on gluten and gluten-free items. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
A new study finds that nearly a third of restaurant items that are labeled gluten-free actually contain gluten. Researchers from Columbia University finding the worst offenders are pizza and pasta. More than 50% of the samples labeled gluten-free ended up containing gluten. Now, gluten showed up more often in dinners than in breakfast items. Also, restaurant foods labeled gluten-free were less likely to test positive in the western U.S. than in the northeast. The study is published in detail in the latest edition of the American Journal of Gastroenterology.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.